This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
That siege was criminal behavior, plain and simple, and it's behavior that we, the FBI, view as domestic terrorism. It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law.
FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying this hour for the first time since the deadly January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
The rule of law, of course, is our country's bedrock, and it's our guiding principle at the FBI. That's why the FBI has been working day and night across the country to track down those responsible for the events of January 6th and to hold them accountable. We're chasing down leads. We're reviewing evidence, combing through digital media to identify, investigate, and arrest anyone who broke the law that day.
Early on, Director Wray noted the sacrifice of law enforcement officers that day. Oddly, by a group purported to support the police, even going so far as to carrying Blue Lives Matter flags into the Capitol building, a few of which were used as weapons to attack the police.
And of course, the alarming threat of violence towards law enforcement officers, a threat that's especially close to home here in the Capitol. The attack on January 6th not only resulted in the injuries of over 100 law enforcement officers, but also the tragic death of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick in the line of duty. The threat of violence to law enforcement is also deeply personal for us at the FBI.
He told lawmakers the information was properly shared with other law enforcement agencies, even though it was raw and unverified. Wray's comments in his first public appearance before Congress since the deadly Capitol attack 2 months ago amounted to the FBI.